Jack Link's Beef Jerky never lets you down. Find it in your supermarket snack aisle.
The Dead Set Legends are back in 2020.
How excited are you?
Join former St Kilda champion Joey Montagna.
Jumping out the way, Joey Montagna.
Footy journo Jay-Z Clark.
Sugar Ray Leonard was a great boxer. I'm Sugar Jay, so that was sort of the clever play on words.
And horse racing royalty Emma Freeman.
Something about having a short reach and, you know, just not being very big. So.
It's everything you need to kickstart your weekend.
I'm up and about today.
We are live.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Joey J and Emma for your Saturday morning. Well, the NRL has their sights firmly set on May 28 as the day the competition will resume. And as a result, all clubs were back at training this week, including the Melbourne Storm, who had to make their way to Albury to do so, but not without controversy. Assistant coach Ryan Hoffman joins us now to discuss the competition reboot and how the Storm are tracking. Good morning, Ryan. We hear that you're watching training at the moment. Has everyone come back in good nick?
Yeah, good day, Emma. Everyone has come back in really good nick, to be honest. It surprised all the coaches. It just shows that the boys did a lot of work in those 6 weeks, so we're really happy with how the boys turned up training.
You sort of sound slightly surprised there, Hoff.
My isolation hasn't been that kind, I'll tell you that much.
100%. I was thinking on my own situation. Yeah. I'd be at all sorts. I would have been sent back to reserve grade.
Yeah, I think so. Skin folds through the roof for most of us, Hoff. Mate, I wanted to ask, the boys have come back in good nick, but talking about, you know, if there's only 19 days until the resumption of the NRL, 28th of May, how much work do you think the boys need in regards to contact? Because just thinking about a player myself, the first week of contact, the boys are going to be sore. How much time do they need in preparation to then not only be able to perform on May 28th, but then to be able to back up if they're not going to have much contact leading into the games?
Yeah, Joey, I think you want as much as you can possibly just to prep the body and everything like that. But look,
is a week of contact enough, you think?
It's stretching the limit, to be quite honest. But look, we're fortunate we put a really strong preseason in them, so we needed our guys just to top up. And yeah, they're not getting that body contact, but look, when it starts up next week, they're going to try and jam a bit in. But you're right, you've got to make sure the bodies aren't too sore and everything like that. So, you know, we had a chance. The boys were just practicing by themselves, of course, just getting that step in and getting that footwork, and then we'll get the actual contact in next week.
Off, we're talking about how meaningful this year will be for all sporting codes. You know, is it an asterisk year? Do you think this season, should you lift the cup up at the end of the year? And I know there's a lot of water to go under the bridge, but do you think it will be as satisfying, as meaningful, you know, to achieve the ultimate this year?
Without a doubt, it'll mean the exact same whether you play 10 games, whether you play 20, whether you play 100 games. If you're the last team standing, you win that last game of the season, you certainly feel that have the right to feel like you're the premiers, and I don't think there should be an asterisk or anything associated with it.
We saw yesterday, Hoff, that you were pretty vocal on Twitter about the no jab, no play policy that the NRL are looking to introduce. Explain your stance on it. Do you reckon everyone should have to have a flu jab?
Look, nobody should be forced to do whatever they don't want to do. You definitely don't want to hold a gun to people's head and say, you have to get this. But my opinion is that whatever decision you make, there has to be consequences to come with it. And I put all faith and trust into the federal chief medical officer, our doctors, the NRL chief medical officer, to say that if this getting a flu vaccination is the safest thing to possibly do to ensure the health and safety of not only just players, but also families as well, who may have health issues. If everyone's getting that done, you know, it's going to be the best way to get the competition restarted. But also, if you don't want to get a flu vaccination, that's fine. That's completely understandable. But, you know, you just need to understand that you may not be allowed to play. And I want to stress that this is my personal opinion. Mm. The Melbourne Storm hasn't put any official sort of opinion. This is just my personal choice. Mm.
And I tend to agree with you.
Oh, absolutely.
To be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. You know, when you take your kids to childcare or school, you got to provide that documentation. So I'm absolutely with you. But just give us a quick rundown on the Albury councillors, if you can, Hoff, because they sort of, it was one of the great stitch-ups from them. They lay out the welcome mat. They've been on you to come up and train and play games and do your sporty nights and all that sort of stuff. And then they really sort of stitched you up by saying you couldn't train on their grounds. Would have loved to have been a fly on the wall of the discussions around the club, around those people, and good work on the Albury Tigers who came to the rescue. But just what are the odds of the Albury councillors getting you Cameron Smith to come up for a little pep talk about something or a little fundraiser?
That's the thing. I mean, the decisions of five individuals, you know, affect a whole town. And I was talking to Steve, the owner of the Quality Siesta Resort that we're staying up here in Albury. He's managed to give 35 people work.
Wow.
And he's managed to give people work who aren't eligible for JobKeeper. So they're getting work done. Mm. You know, the Albury Tigers really pulled us out of a hole, and I'm looking at their ground now, and they've gone above and beyond. To be honest, nearly every person except five people have made us feel very welcome. It's so unfortunate. We're sorry. We'd love to repay the city in some way, but we're definitely keeping our distance from everyone. But look, the support we've received from a lot of businesses that we've tried to give give back to, by we're purchasing everything locally. We're trying to inject as much back in the local economy as possible.
We're chatting to former Melbourne Storm great Ryan Hoffman. Hoff, before we let you go, what is hub life like? Because there's been a lot of talk about it in the AFL. If clubs and teams had to go into hubs, you guys are in some form of hub there in Albury. What's the first week been like in staying in a hub together?
It's been really good. We're very fortunate that the venue that we're at is that we've managed to have an official isolated clean zone. So the boys probably have a bit more freedom than what we initially thought, than what they, you know, just going to be locked in their rooms. Due to the size of the hotel and the fact that we can lock off and gate off a certain area, it's actually been better than what we expected. And that's why with us looking like we're coming up here to at least Tuesday, the boys had the option to go to Sydney or come back here. And to a man, they definitely voted to come back to Albury just because the situation we're in at the moment is great.
And Hoff, have you brought any Lego up with you? I know you're Victoria's Lego champion. Have you brought just a little packet or something to keep the...
I wish I could. The kids wouldn't let me. The kids would have let me. I need to get something to bring up for next week.
Oh, great to chat, Hoff. Before we go, is Cameron Smith still got the beard going? That was an interesting look this week.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, especially when it took him 2 days. So
yeah, very good.
You're a great man. Yeah. Hoff, we appreciate your time this morning and good luck for the start of the season in a couple of weeks.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much for having me.
Ryan Hoffman from the Melbourne Storm.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends is done for another day.
If you have to explain a joke, it's not particularly funny.
Get even more Joey, Jay-Z and Emma by downloading the Triple M app.
Jack Link's Beef Jerky never lets you down. Find it in your supermarket snack aisle.